The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line.
Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is a sad day if you care about beauty and truth and goodness, and a lot of people listen to this program do. It's a sad day because today, Tuesday, the 16th of April, is the day after yesterday when Notre Dame in Paris burned. We've been talking to John Zmirak about this, and I asked if he could hang on and continue the conversation to the second hour, and he said the Beagles are still sleeping. Yes, I can.
Eric, there's something I wanted to tell you about. I just got an email from my friend Jason Jones, who you met again recently in New York.
I just saw him recently. He's a hero. Yeah. Talk. Go ahead.
He said when he was with his friend, the actor Eduardo Verástegui, the guy who helped make the pro-life movie Bella, and he was on a tour of Notre Dame in 2009, and he learned that the Christians who built it thought that Notre Dame would last until the second coming of Christ. He talked about that with Jason, and they thought, we would like to make a movie that would endure in that way, that would endure for the centuries, that would live for the ages. And it inspired them to make this beautiful short film called Crescendo. It's a pro-life film set in the 18th century in Germany with a woman with a problem pregnancy. I don't want to give away much more than that, except that I'll say music lovers will especially love it.
Now, wait a minute.
Find it on YouTube.
Wait, this
is called Crescendo.
When was it?
I recommend everybody go see it.
When was it made?
It's the kind of thing we need to be doing.
What, John, when was it?
If we want to rebuild a culture that produces Notre Dame. We need to be encouraging women to welcome their children into the world. We need to welcome the mothers with problem pregnancies. We need to be promoting things like the movie Unplanned. We need to be encouraging people with religious vocations or callings to be missionaries. Every little thing we can do like that on the grassroots, teaching the Bible to your kids, opening a soup kitchen that includes some religious element. It's not just a government entitlement, but people know you're doing it because Jesus told you to. Every little thing we do like that fertilizes the ground for the next Notre Dame. At the same time that, of course, we should be putting money into restoring the real Notre Dame, rebuilding it the way it was, not with comfortable seats and an ugly, cheap altar, but rather austere benches and all the money going to making the altar that honors God the focus of the church.
Let me ask you, when did Crescendo, the movie, come out?
I think it came out in 2011.
So this sounds fantastic. Crescendo.
You can find it on YouTube, and it's about a story of maybe the most poignant problem pregnancy, crisis pregnancy in history. And I don't want to give away, I don't want to spoil any spoilers, but I tell everybody, go on YouTube and watch Crescendo. It was created to raise money for crisis pregnancy centers. Justin Bieber's mom Patty Mallette, who carried him to term in a crisis pregnancy center, helped Jason make it to raise money to help other women welcome their kids into this world, and it raised more than $1 million, and God knows how many babies were saved.
Wow. I love this kind of stuff. All right. So Crescendo is the film. We can find it on YouTube. So anyway, we're talking, of course, about Notre Dame and the decline of Christianity in Europe, especially in Western Europe. But it is ironic, isn't it, John, that it is mostly in Western Europe that you see this decline, that there's something.
Well, yeah, because in the East, they saw secularism pushed to its ultimate extreme. They saw what it really yields.
Well, you're talking about communism, obviously.
It yields
right.
The gulag. It yields famine. It yields 20,000 left shoes size 7 being produced by a factory, people having even material shortages. Ultimately, even material prosperity and even medicine and scientific progress, all these things rest on the epistemology and the philosophy of the West that grew up in an atmosphere of faith. And when you take away faith, reason goes soon thereafter. Now we see feminists and transgender activists and multiculturalists attacking even physics and mathematics and trying to tear down the disciplines of the hard sciences. They've already destroyed the humanities and the social sciences. Now they're trying to destroy the hard sciences. We are going to end up primitives gathered around machines that still operate, but we don't know why, so we'll be worshiping them as gods. That's where secularism leads to primitivism.
And that's the good
every
news.
Every single time.
Okay, so you're quite right. I'm sorry to concur. We're talking about so many different things here. I just want to go back for a second. It strikes me as at least remarkable that this glorious symbol of the Christian faith, nearly half as old as the Christian faith itself, that this glorious symbol burned on Holy Week. I mean, the very idea of that is hard to fathom. It's like, you know, Lincoln being shot and dying on Good Friday. It's a bizarre. It's so bizarre it strikes one as more than happenstance. I hope, as I was saying earlier, that the people of France will force the Macron leadership to take this more seriously than they might. And what you said earlier in the previous program about Frank Gaffney, whom we have to have back on the show next week to talk about this, but you said that there have been churches burned down, we know, by radicalized Muslims, which raises the very uncomfortable question whether it is possible that that's what happened here.
It's possible. It could be radical secularists. There is a white neo-pagan atheist burning black churches in Louisiana because they're Christian, not because they're black. And in fact, there's a wave of that across Scandinavia. Satanist heavy metal fans burning churches down. The hatred of the cross, the hatred of the church, goes all across the spectrum, from white supremacists at one extreme to radical Muslims on the other. And we have to recognize all these threats are the same. They come from the same place. They come from the darkness and from the enemy.
Well, it's interesting because I've said exactly the same thing about anti-Semitism. It's a fascinating thing to see how you have black supremacists and white supremacists agree that the Jews are the world's biggest problem. It's an amazing thing. There's great anti-Semitism right now in Greece. Obviously, we know of the historical anti-Semitism in Germany. It's a strange thing that hating the Jews and scapegoating the Jews, the people of God, is very similar to scapegoating Christians. It's obviously the Jews have suffered infinitely worse than the Christians until now. But it's just an amazing thing that you do see that real hatred, such as it exists, always seems to single out the Jews. It's just an amazing, amazing.
You know, Walker Percy
thing.
Talked about that in his novel The Thanatos Syndrome and in some of his essays. Great novelist, fascinating writer, great thinker. He said that the Nazis wanted to wipe out the Jews as part of their war against a transcendent God.
That's
they
right.
wanted to divinize man, and that meant wiping out his thumbprint on history, which is the Jewish people and the Christian Church. Those are his fingerprints. Those are the things which are miraculous, which you can't explain by natural means. I mean, how did the Jewish people still exist? Where are the Hittites? Where are the Sumerians? Where are all the races that conquered the Jews? They've all vanished, but the Jews have been preserved exactly as Abraham was promised.
Well, I just have to point out, John,
you want to get rid of the Jews.
I have to point out there's a thriving Amalekite neighborhood in Brooklyn. You probably didn't know that. That was a joke. Ha ha. Hey, what you just said, of course, is true. And, you know, this all takes me back to Tocqueville, because Tocqueville, when he came to the United States in the 1820s, ostensibly to look at, you know, our penal system, did the wider study and was staggered to see religion thriving alongside liberty, buttressing liberty, the two buttressing each other. Obviously, I talk about the golden triangle of freedom in my book, If You Can Keep It. But he was so astounded because in France, the two, the liberté of the secularist French, was at war with the clerical establishment for some good reasons. But it's interesting that, you know, today, when you think of France, you think they are the most aggressively secular and most anti-Semitic nation in Western Europe. It's just a bizarre development, and yet sickeningly logical.
It's a kind of slow suicide.
Oh.
It's not that slow. It takes 70 years.
Hang on, John.
If you don't replicate yourself, you're empty.
Go into a quick break. We'll be right back with John Zmirak.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women, coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pestfree, And I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is plug-in pest-free. 100% chemical-free, plug-in pest-free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking with John Zmirak, final segment. I'm glad it's a long one with John Zmirak talking about Notre Dame and the terrible events of yesterday. John, do we know anything or what has been released about the possible cause of this fire in Paris?
I just read that the authorities are questioning the workers on the restoration. They're interrogating them because there was not supposed to be any welding done up there. There was no welding equipment. There was supposed to be no work going on at the time. And yet I've seen video, and I shared this with you on Twitter, of someone walking around on one of the towers. And he's not a fireman. He doesn't look like a restoration worker. He's wearing some kind, it looks like a robe or some kind. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be incendiary and say what kind of ethnic clothing I think he looked like he was wearing. It's a blurry picture. But there's a picture of somebody walking around on one of the towers while it's on fire. And there were not supposed to be any workers up there. He was not a fireman. I shared that with you on Twitter. I don't know what the explanation for that is. I hope this wasn't arson. But if, God forbid, it turns out to have been, it will be part of a pattern of attacks on churches, mostly in Muslim neighborhoods, in a country where Islamist theocracy is a rising political movement. And the French elites won't allow the common people to vote to protect their country from its further Islamicization.
It's an amazing thing. You know, we were talking about the elites, about Macron and company, and they seem to be very radically and pointedly and deliberately out of touch with the values of such heartlands as still exist in Europe. They seem very much able to ignore and work against the will of the people such as it is, whereas in this country, obviously, we still have a voice and we still try to use our voice. But in those places, because of the EU and a number of other things, they have pretty successfully stamped out the will of the people. At least that's
it. Almost happened here. That look, they squandered the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. He didn't get to do anything on immigration, which was his signature issue, because they frittered away his energy with this trumped up Russia collusion thing. They tried all these different means to knock him out of office. They claimed he rigged the voting machines. They tried to remove him from office based on the 25th Amendment. I mean, we saw everything happen in America that happened in Britain with Brexit, but I think by some divine providence we've not entirely succumbed to ruled by decree by self-appointed secular elites. But we're getting there. We're one election away.
Well, yeah, we are one election away, although the way things are going now with the economy booming, despite the nattering nabobs of negativism, by the way, that's my phrase, but despite them, we still seem to have good prospects to keep a socialist out of power in 2020. At least that's what it looks like from here. I don't think that Bernie or anybody.
That we're having to fight to keep an avowed socialist out of office. Can you imagine in 1996 having this conversation? Will we keep an avowed socialist out of the White House? People would have laughed at you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so let's just keep perspective on how far the decay has gone. By the way, I just saw a number. 875 churches were vandalized in France in the past 12 months.
What?
875.
875 churches were vandalized in the last year in France? That doesn't seem possible,
right,
John. You're not making
fires,
this up.
Fires, sacrilegious graffiti, statues being beheaded, the Eucharist being stolen, stained glass windows, which are almost irreplaceable, being smashed. I mean, this is what happens when you import a population that is hostile to your civilization. I mean, are we surprised that in Brooklyn there are Jewish cemeteries where the headstones are being knocked over? That's not being done by the Italian Americans. That's not being done by the Irish. There are no leftover German American Bund members. We know what's causing this, but it's forbidden. It's sacrilege,
yeah,
against the religion of multiculturalism.
Well,
to talk about this, it's actually, we're putting in place new blasphemy laws, and you see the way Ilhan Omar is suggesting that it endangers her life for you to criticize her political positions. That's part of an attempt to put in a new blasphemy law, that if you criticize any member of an approved minority, you are a neo-Nazi, you are a white supremacist,
listen,
your life, your career,
look,
are over.
It just happened on Fox News. Judge Jeanine Pirro dared to suggest, I thought, rather logically, that we might question the patriotic bona fides of the congressional representative Omar from Minnesota because she wears a hijab. This doesn't mean that everyone who wears a hijab is anti-American, but the point is this is a conversation that we need to have. Where is your principal allegiance? That's not a crazy thing to say. And even if it were slightly crazy the way she put it, she was instantly taken off the air by Fox News, probably because Murdoch has all kinds of interests in England where there's a lot of Muslim power. She was instantly silenced rather than letting her come on the show again and say, OK, I may have phrased it differently. But the point is, they tried to squelch the conversation, that when you ask the question, when you merely ask the question, it's labeled as racism. It's labeled as an incitement to violence. That is very scary. And I was going to bring that up just before you did, because that to me says everything, that somehow people seem to be more fearful than they ought to be. We need to be able to speak out without fear that if I take a syllable in the wrong direction, my career is going to melt down or something like that.
Ultimately, you have to ask, is it worth it? Is it worth having a career? Is it worth being a public figure if you're part of the destruction of your country? Do you really want to be a radio host in Vichy, France?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, because what happened with Jeanine Pirro, that is the chilling effect. In other words, that sends a chilling effect, I should say, because you would think that the people at Fox would at least stand up for free speech and to say, you know what, maybe we would distance ourselves from the way she said it. But my goodness, we believe in free speech. And by the way, she asks a good question, because the comments that Omar has made historically and more recently would point you in the direction very clearly that she is against the values of the founders, and that she would use her power to dismantle the kind of genuine self-government and freedom that we have here, and that she's already doing that. So it's not a crazy.
I would like to see Ilhan Omar strapped to a polygraph and have her recite again the citizenship oath that she took to get into this country in the first place. I think she'd fail.
Well, it's interesting, because I'm sorry to agree with you. And I do think that she and others, but principally she at this point, are guilty of having values that are genuinely anti-American. And when you say that, people immediately would say, oh, that sounds McCarthyite. But I think that we have to say, what is America? America is freedom. And you don't need to be a red baiting, 1950s McCarthyite
to believe that. You have to be able to say, this is what America is. We believe in freedom of speech. We believe in freedom of assembly. We believe in freedom of religion. We believe in all these things, and we have to explain these things and talk about these things. And when somebody like Omar behaves as she does and says the things that she does, it's really not crazy to question her any more than it's crazy after you just cited, you know, 840 something churches being vandalized in France within the last 12 months. There's nothing crazy about asking the question whether Notre Dame is if this was arson yesterday. I mean, you know, these are questions that have to be asked. And just because some people will take it too far and are conspiracy theorists doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to ask the question in a civil society.
The left relies on our not asking these questions and on our being silenced. They rely on that because they can't win the arguments on the merits. So they rely on bullying, intimidation, shaming, tribal ostracism, and threats to destroy you personally.
Yeah, well, that about sums it up. Well, as I said, John, I'd like to end on a note of hope and say that I think that God allowing this to happen during Holy Week, in this symbol of the Christian faith, in the midst of Europe, may lead to some soul searching in a place,
yeah, I hope so.
God forbid, like Paris, where, you know, in the past they have decided that the soul doesn't exist. I think that they're going to find that some people still believe that the soul does exist, and some soul searching will happen, and some good might come out of it.
Let's answer this tragedy by having a prayerful Holy Week and a happy Easter.
Yes, a vibrant, faith-filled, Jesus-filled Easter. We didn't even get to talk about how Notre Dame means Our Lady. It refers to the Mother of Jesus. Kind of important. John, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president of the University of Notre Dame says the school will donate $100,000 toward the renovation of Notre Dame Cathedral following the devastating fire. Meanwhile, France's culture minister says the most precious treasures of the cathedral have been saved, including the Crown of Thorns Catholic relic. President Trump continues to claim vindication 2 days before the redacted special counsel report is published. In a short four-word tweet, the president repeating a phrase that he's been saying for the past 2 years, no collusion, no obstruction. Drugstore chain CVS agreeing to pay $535,000 to resolve federal allegations it filled dozens of Percocet prescriptions the pharmacist should have known were forged. It happened in Rhode Island. CVS denies wrongdoing but says it agreed to the settlement to avoid the delay. This is SRN News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women, coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
The Electric Light Orchestra, which tells you you might be listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. And in fact, you are. And it's Holy Week for Christians, which means that this Friday is Good Friday. And we are this Friday on this program in both hours doing the same thing we did a year ago on Good Friday. And I have a guest on to tell you about it. By the way, his name is Colin Smith. His accent will tell you that he was not born and raised in Chicago, but he is now a senior pastor in Chicago, northwest suburbs of Chicago. The church is The Orchard. You may know him from the daily radio program Unlocking the Bible, and he is my guest on right now to talk about heaven so near, so far. The story of Judas Iscariot. Colin Smith, welcome back.
Eric, it's great to be with you today. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's my pleasure to talk to you about something that's fairly important to you and to me and to a lot of people listening. And by the way, if it's not important to somebody who's listening, all the more reason they should listen, because this is so exciting. Tell us, what is heaven so near, so far, the story of Judas Iscariot? How did this come about?
Well, it's the story of Judas told in his own words. I tried to immerse myself in everything that we learn from the Gospels about Judas and try to get on the inside not only of the events but on what was actually happening in the life of this man, who gives us really a very, very tragic story. I mean, here's someone who walked very close with Jesus Christ, and yet he walked away from Jesus Christ and, of course, famously became the person who betrayed him. And the reason I was motivated to do this, Eric, was that I know a lot of people who once professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ but have walked away from faith. I think the statistics on that are fairly well known in terms of there being a rise of people who once professed faith moving away from it. And I wanted to say to people who might be tempted to move away from faith in Jesus, are you sure this is what you want to do? I mean, here's a story of someone who did that. I don't think that's where we want to be. And so really the story is to try and appeal to people who might be tempted to walk away from faith in Christ and to say, think again. Whatever it costs to follow Jesus, it is infinitely worth it.
Well, obviously I would concur with that. And now, Colin, tell me, this Friday, what we're airing, is someone reading the story? I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Actor Tyler Weeks, who is a very, very fine actor, has read the book about Judas, and an excellent soundtrack has been put to it, which really makes it live in a new way. And I'm so glad that you're airing it on Good Friday. It really is a good way to get at the heart of what happened on Good Friday in regards to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was struck by the fact that Judas had a change of mind, regretted what he had done. He didn't repent, but he had regretted what he had done when he saw that Jesus was condemned. And I suspect that that means that he was somewhere in the crowd and that he actually witnessed what was going on with Pontius Pilate. So this gives a kind of Judas eye view of these events. I found that, Eric, the most difficult part of the book to write, because I really had to ponder what it was that Jesus endured with this show trial and with the awful scourging that took place and everything that led to his being crucified. And so I think seeing this story in a fresh way on Good Friday, it's a marvelous day to think about what it really meant and what the significance of what Jesus suffered was for all of us today.
I have to ask you, you know, when you said that he regretted what he had done, but he didn't repent of it,
yeah.
What do you mean by that, so that people can understand that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a really important distinction. Regret merely looks at what we have done in the past that we wish we hadn't done. But that's the end of it. It leads to self-condemnation. And that's what you have with Judas. He took the money that he had been paid by the authorities and he threw it back into the temple. It's a clear indication that he regretted what he had done. But what's different about repentance is that repentance looks forward, or perhaps even more precisely, it looks upward to Jesus Christ. And that's the big difference between Peter and Judas and why their future paths were very, very different. Peter also had bitter regret over what he did in denying the Lord Jesus Christ. But what he did was he looked in faith and in repentance towards Jesus Christ and found hope of forgiveness. That's what Judas failed to do. He did not look to Jesus as he might have done. The same grace that came to Peter could have come to Judas, but he decided to condemn himself and cut off all hope instead. And that's part of the tragedy of his story.
And who is it who calls him the son of perdition? I can never remember. Is that Jesus or is that something from one of the epistles? Or maybe you don't remember yourself. It's that famous phrase.
No, well, Jesus quotes that from the scripture and speaks of him as being the son of destruction. That's in John's Gospel, chapter 17 and verse 12. And it's a very tragic statement about Judas. It doesn't mean, by the way, that that somehow there was a ordained plan that left Judas with no choice. I find people tend to paint Judas either as a villain, which makes him far from us, or as a victim, which takes away all responsibility for his actions.
Colin, forgive me for...
I was very struck in looking closely at the story of Judas that time and again he makes very clear and deliberate choices.
Forgive me, we have to go to a quick break. We're going to be right back for another segment with Colin Smith. Stick around. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her your spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Right before my very eyes, I thought that you were only faking it. And lied before my heart was taking it. Baby, what a big surprise.
Hey there, folks. Of course, that is Chicago, and we play Chicago in honor of our guest right now, Colin Smith, who's a pastor, senior pastor of The Orchard, a church in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Colin Smith, we're talking to you, of course, about your book, Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot. People can tell from your accent you're not from Chicago. When did you leave Scotland?
Oh, well, left Scotland many years ago. I pastored in London for 16 years, and we've been here in Chicago for the last 23. And so my joy in life has been to be a pastor in two world-class cities.
I should say so. Well, we're talking to you about your book, Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot, principally because this Friday, Good Friday, of course, there will be a dramatic reading, a performance of the whole book, this beautiful and tragic story. Tyler Weeks, the actor, is going to be doing the whole performance. I understand you try to get Bette Midler and she was unavailable. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Okay, so Tyler Weeks, what could be stupider than that? Forgive me. Tyler Weeks is going to be performing Heaven So Near So Far this very Friday, The Story of Judas Iscariot. And you were just talking about, I guess sometimes in the Reformed world, we can go too far with predestination, and we almost make it sound like it was foreordained that Judas, did not have any choice in this somehow. And I cut you off at the end of the last segment because we ran out of time, but maybe you can say what you were trying to say there.
No, surely the point is simply this, that Judas has real responsibility for real choices, as all of us do. God is sovereign, and he works out his bigger plan in and through and despite our choices. And that's a very, very important truth for Christian believers to lay hold of. But my sense has been that if Judas is portrayed as either a villain or a victim, he ends up very, very far from us. What I found when I immersed myself in his story was that actually he's a lot closer to me than I might have liked to think. I mean, this is a person who went out and preached the gospel. This is a person who was very close to Jesus for 3 years. He had some genuine spiritual experience, but not a saving spiritual experience, and he walked away from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, what do we suppose...
There's something very important to be discovered in this story, and I have found it to be a compelling story to try and present to someone who's tempted to think about walking away from faith in Jesus.
It's a funny thing, because what you said not a saving faith. I know people who... they seem to be Christians, but at some point either they fall away or they almost fall away. And you realize that they really had been, you know, in a funny way, they had constructed something that was a counterfeit, that they were not quite worshiping Jesus. Maybe they had been bullied into it by their parents or something, that they really have, a kind of maybe a mental fidelity to some worldview, but they haven't had that personal experience with Jesus that changes your heart forever. Because you can have that personal experience and your brain can still be screwed up, but that can never be taken away from you, that you've had this personal experience and that you're on a journey of sanctification. But as you say, here we have a man who wasn't a villain in the beginning. He starts out as a disciple. I mean, one of the chosen. It's a remarkable thing to think of, the tiny, tiny handful of human beings chosen to walk with Jesus for 3 years and to see everything that they saw, that he's the one who somehow got it wrong and at the end steps in this tremendously tragic direction. So you're good to remind us of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm very struck by the words of Jesus, where he says in John chapter 10 and verse 28, you know, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. These are great words of assurance for someone who's a Christian believer. But then the question is, well, who is Jesus talking about? Who are the ones who'll never perish, that no one can snatch out of his hand? How would we know who they are? And Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So the evidence that a person really belongs to Jesus Christ and that faith is genuine is that they continue to hear his voice and that they continue to follow. And what that means is that if someone wanders away from faith and they really did belong to Jesus Christ, it is inevitable that they will come back. And I hope that will be the big effect of the story being told over the program on Good Friday, that in a very wonderful way, people who have had questions about faith might be arrested in a fresh way and brought back to following hard after Jesus Christ.
Well, there are so many people, as I said, that they have a kind of, they think it's a Christian faith, but it might be a very legalistic kind of faith, or they may have been raised in a home where it was a kind of a legalistic fundamentalist in the worst sense of that faith, and they pushed away from it in many senses wisely, but they never encountered Jesus himself. And that, to me, is the greatest tragedy of all. I just want to remind my audience, we're speaking now with Colin Smith, the author of this book, Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot. Is that book available, Colin?
Yes, it is. Published by Christian Focus. It's on Amazon, or it's available through Unlocking the Bible. And it's a good book to give to someone who might be wandering away from the faith or might be tempted to do that. It's a book to give, and I hope that it will be useful to people in that way.
Well, Albin and I will remind folks of that in the next segment, but I just want to thank you again for your time. Now, thanks for writing this book, and thanks for getting Tyler Weeks to do this dramatic performance, which we will hear on this program on this Good Friday. It is a pity you couldn't get Bette Midler, but you know, we live in a fallen world, Colin. Colin, thank you so much. God bless you.
I think we did well with Tyler. Thanks so much for doing this.
It It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump continues to claim vindication 2 days before the redacted special counsel report is published.
In a short four-word tweet, the president is repeating a phrase he has been saying for the past 2 years. No collusion, no obstruction. That's his Twitter message ahead of Thursday's release of the Mueller report, and that's been the president's consistent message since 2017. Not only is he claiming vindication, he's been attacking the special counsel and his prosecutors in recent days, referring to them as Trump haters and angry Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
French President Macron says he wants to see the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral to be rebuilt within 5 years. In a televised address to the nation, he thanked firefighters and police and donors who are giving money for the renovation. Ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is up 45 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Band.
Oh, I thought
what kind of a radio program would play Little River Band?
I thought it was Little Liver Band.
No, Little River Band.
Oh, River.
But what kind of a show plays that? It's like it's 2019. What's wrong with these people? Anyway, I want to remind everybody listening that in most of this show today, we spoke to John Zmirak about the horror of Notre Dame burning yesterday. If you missed that, go back and listen to it. A lot of people don't know that you can get this on an app on your phone, so you don't have to catch us on the radio. You can just go to your phone, go to the App Store, put in Metaxas. That's my name.
Yeah.
You put in Metaxas, it'll come right up, and you can listen anytime you want. And, of course, on our website, MetaxasTalk.com, on podcasts, you can listen to all this stuff. Folks, may I recommend it? John Zmirak alone is worth the price of admission, which, by the way, is free. John Zmirak is masterful. The things that I learn talking to him make me so ashamed. No, seriously, he's so brilliant. He talked about the Dreyfus Affair, Jacques, and he brings it right back. I mean, we talked a lot about French history and stuff. If you missed it, folks, go back and listen. I also want to remind you to listen to see the film Unplanned this week. This is Holy Week for us Christians. See Unplanned. Take the youth group. I speak specifically to the Greek Orthodox churches out there, if you do not bring the Goya to see this group, Thafas Xilo, Katalavete. Okay, you heard me.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm serious.
Don't screw it up. Oh.
Kita ksenadis. So I want to say unplanned, got to see it. And I want to say that tomorrow I'm talking to Arthur Brooks about his new book, Love Your Enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur Brooks is amazing. Mm-hmm. Incredible. We have Michael Gillen this week. Next week, we have Milo Yiannopoulos. Very controversial figure. So controversial, I refuse to speak to him on this program. And yet, he's my guest. It's interesting. I think we also wanted to say that, Good Friday. This Friday, folks, we have a special airing of a program. We did this last year. There's a wonderful book. You can get the book. It's called Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot by Colin Smith.
That's right.
You know how to spell Smith?
That's right.
It's Smith. Smith. Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot. It's a great book to give to somebody maybe who's wavering in their faith. But it's going to be performed on this program, the whole thing, this Friday, both hours.
Yes.
And we're hoping that the book would be read and performed by the divine Miss M. Bette Midler. But in fact, she's unavailable. So we got Tyler Weeks is going to do that. And Bette Midler fans, hey, what can I tell you? The lady's busy. But she's performing in some bathhouses. You know, she's busy these days, right?
Busy
so
woman.
She's in Vegas. So Good Friday. It's going to be a great day to listen to the story. Colin Smith wrote the book, Heaven So Near So Far, The Story of Judas Iscariot. And the book, of course, you can buy the book if you can't listen this Friday. Colin Smith is the author. Finally, let me remind you, if you don't get our weekly newsletter, you must go to ericmetaxas.com. If you're not getting it, you're missing a lot of goofy photos and things, a lot of kooky outtakes. Sure. Albin, when you spit out that pineapple juice the other day, the video of that alone is worth the price of the newsletter, which, by the way, is free.
Free.
Go to ericmetaxas.com. It says get Eric's latest thoughts. I honestly hope you'll do that because so many friends say, how can I get your show? That is the easiest way to get every single show. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow with
sure.
Arthur Brooks.
Yes.
Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.